Is anyone here?
It's Nancy.
Hey.
I'm trying to be really quiet because the sun's just coming up and we're just, I'm in the living room and we have guests in the adjoining room. So.
Oh, we have rain again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's been, what, 4 days already? Tomorrow's supposed to be better. The sun will come out. I have a question for you. What do you do for hiccups?
Oh, you know, I...
It used to be something, and I forget what it is.
Yeah, I used to just put the quilt or any one of the magnetic products, even.
I'll have him sleep on a Flexi and put one on his chest.
This was Marty?
Yeah. This has happened before.
At night, and it just kept going?
It just starts for no reason. He's sick, first of all. He had a fever yesterday, even though he was out for 2 appointments. He has another appointment at noon today.
Ah.
I know. It's his big crunch time. I said to him, I said, what are you going to do? He said, what's my choice? I said, well, I could take you to the restaurant. You could have them sign what they need to, and we schedule the lunch in a couple of weeks. He said, they're not going to be here. I said, then give him $20 off his bill for understanding, and we'll come back home. I said, you don't want to be exposed to anything else, and it's not fair to expose people to what you have. He's sneezing up a storm. His temperature was sub this morning, but he had 101 last night. I know. I finally got out of bed last night and went upstairs, and then in the middle of the night I heard him in the chair outside of the bedroom down here, because I was right above him, and I didn't close the door, and I thought, please let me get some sleep. Not a good night for either of us, but at least I was smart enough to go upstairs and get away from him.
Yeah. Gosh, so...
It happened a while ago. I think he has diarrhea, and I think that it could be coming from there. He was under the sleep, he was in bed under the sleep system.
Uh-huh.
But 2 Flexis, I don't know if they did any good or not.
I've never had it be that persistent.
Yeah.
It's been a while I'll have it, but... gee whiz.
When he drinks the Siaga, he said it burns when it goes down.
Siaga is burning when it goes down?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has that been going on?
Yesterday he told me that last night when I gave him, but, he had it in the morning, didn't say anything. Last night I gave him a thing, because I remember hearing when it first came out, to drink 3 max if you're fighting something. So I gave him the second one last night, and he said it burns. I said, show me where. Show me his throat.
Has arrived.
So I don't know if he can continue doing that, or he does drink water afterwards.
I mix mine with water now, about 50-50. I don't know, like I started doing that, I think, when we were doing the yoga fast, and...
Maybe I'll try that the next time.
I really, really like it that way.
I mean, the benefits, I think, that way. And it could be, the hiccups start bringing up stuff from the stomach, which there's not much there because he's not eating and he has diarrhea, so.
Wow, something's going on.
Oh, for sure.
Whether it's just a bug, his body will, that's what makes you nervous, doesn't it, after?
Absolutely. And it's funny, because I just said this to two friends of mine within the past several weeks. When it's your husband, aren't you more concerned that it's you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Definitely, unless it's just, a routine thing or something.
Sure. One of my friends, I don't think I told you, her husband just got out of it, was in the hospital for 8 days. It started out with 102 fever for 3 days, finally went to the doc, called him half hour later, go to the hospital, blood work is horrible. He had no white blood cells, one of them, and they think it could be a drug reaction. And of course, they don't know what drug it was.
Drug reaction.
Plus, his liver is really in bad shape right now. But they released him on Sunday because they were giving him something to boost the white blood cells. It had to get to a certain number before they would, and that's your immune system.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she told me that you'll appreciate that. They think it's a drug reaction.
Yeah, appreciate
that. And he was on cholesterol that, you know, he cannot go back on. And he was doing now what he's going to do about his cholesterol.
Well, that's easy. Tell him.
He knows what I do, and he makes fun of it.
Well,
although I should say that 75% of your cholesterol comes from your body.
Yeah, but it normally does not produce it way out of bounds to where, and the other thing is the cholesterol is only the marker. I mean, it's not the disease as we know, but it's, you know, there's no danger in the cholesterol. It's what happens as a result of it being that way.
And since his liver is basically not functioning right now, I assume it's not producing much cholesterol, or is it producing too much? I don't know which way it would go.
Yeah, I know some people naturally run high, you know, just their bodies manufacture a lot. But to my understanding, that's not the deadly part. It's when you've got the food going in that causes the problem.
Exacerbates it.
Yeah. Well, and it's just the marker again, but what's going on in your body is the wrong thing. But when it's your own body producing, you know, the reaction to it, it's a different. It's a different scenario. So somebody else joined us. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Just listening in.
Okay.
I heard something on this day show this morning. They had a doctor on about preventing colds. 20 minutes of massage will lower your cortisol and therefore increase your immune system. Even if it's a self-massage, it's okay.
Ah.
And if you take bag boys and do it, that's even better, I would think. They also recommend a green tea, and people who have friends have a stronger immune system. Not surprising.
No, it's not.
But the massage, I never really heard about reducing your cortisol. That's a biggie.
Okay, so you said 20 minutes of massage will lower the cortisol by, or did you say by? Okay.
I don't have a number, but it increases your immune system at the same time. I guess cortisol must help deplete the immune system. That's also where your belly fat comes from.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, if you've got a second. Okay, Carol, the last few days has all of a sudden developed in her leg that she's broken. She developed a swelling of her foot and her ankle area, and then since she's been back to work, and we've got a far infrared wrap around her calf and a mag set under her foot, but it still doesn't seem, a mag set still doesn't seem to be cutting the swelling. Any ideas?
I would use either or both the RAM and the Super Mini in that instead of the mag step, because the mag step is really not very strong.
Okay.
Can she run the power? Can she run the power mag on it at the same time?
I don't know if she can run the power mag on it at work or not. Too noisy. We've got the old. We got the original one.
Yeah, if there was, you know, any way that she could even do it on her breaks or take a more frequent break and put it on there, that's what I would do.
Okay.
Or, I suppose the same thing is going to be true of the body energizer. She could set that underneath her feet. That would be. Go ahead, Nancy.
Does she elevate her legs to work at all?
Well, she's got it. She can elevate it with her wheelchair, you know.
Yeah. That would help. So she's retaining water or fluids, it sounds like. I find the far infrared ankle wrap that goes on the foot and the ankle helps.
Sure.
And years ago, a neighbor's kid actually fractured her ankle, and by running the palmag, which is what we had at the time, and putting the little quilt over it, I literally sat there and watched it swelling go down. So at night, she should run the power mat or the pomade and use this piece of quilt over it.
Right, okay.
As well as the wrap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we could use a like a elbow wrap on her foot.
Okay. And elevating it, really, you know, even sleep with her, with pillow under her legs.
Yeah, she already does that.
Okay, and her foot.
Yeah, and we've got one of the giant-sized
4400
leg straps in the pillow. So she's got, you know, she's got the magnetics right there.
Yeah.
So, but we one of the things we did stop doing is we stopped running the palm leg at night. And so we should probably go back to that. Maybe that'll help. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah, I definitely do that too.
Like all of a sudden, her leg has just started to throb, which it hasn't done. Which I would think would probably mean that it's healing, but yet it's concerning to see if it should be puffy. Because it hasn't puffed up during this whole thing until this last week.
Okay, let's see. What else? We need to think one more thing through. What's going to be the big inflammation, biggest inflammation fighter?
Is she drinking much water?
Yes.
Is she drinking much water?
Yeah, she drinks a lot of water.
Okay. And you know, she's inactive. So even just doing ankle twists, rotating her foot right and left,
right,
may help get the circulation going there.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, if you can work on the food too at the same time, real high antioxidants, extra immunity.
Okay.
Right. Anything that comes to mind that will work against the infection.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the alkaline. You want to go as alkaline as you possibly can with everything.
Yeah, the food that she's been putting in her mouth has been a lot of cheeses and meats and stuff.
Oh, no, and no sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, seemed to start when she made some banana bread a couple weeks ago, so that's a good thing too. All right, we'll just have to get after her.
Okay.
Okay. Got to come up with a more vegetarian diet for a while again.
Yeah.
If we can get her booked. All right. Good ideas. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. I meant to say the green smoothie too, but.
Maybe just the jade will help.
Oh, yeah, under the tongue, which is, or in the water, it doesn't matter, but,
That's
scary.
Mm-hmm. That could be circulation.
Yeah. Definitely, well, it depends on, you know, how much it's swollen is to how scary it is, I guess, to me, but that's, you know, the first thing I think of is in that area.
Yeah, to me it's scary, but
yeah.
You know, just you know, she's been doing so good, and all of a sudden it's flared up. But she's been making the choices of the cannolis and the you know, all the stuff that we love and the son-in-law loves, but yet we know it's bad for us. So gotta knock it off.
Yeah, been active. You know, that doesn't help the whole situation anymore. She can't even burn it off.
Right.
Did you hear about the jade?
What's that?
Did you hear about the jade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She takes jade in the morning, but she doesn't take it during the day.
I'd be taking it like every 2 hours. Hey, just have her just put some of it in her water every time she drinks water. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Well, that way it's going to bring your system really much quicker to the alkaline state.
Well, I don't know if she does that.
Yeah, she won't take it under the tongue. She just flat out refuses to do that.
Tell her to clean out her water and just put the jade in it.
That's why what I do with it was twice as potent for you, but she refuses to do that. Okay, well. Good ideas.
Good luck. We'll be praying for you.
You have to dig out some McDougal CDs again.
There you go. We all need the refresher courses. I was just talking to myself about that.
Did she see what happened when she changed what she ate?
Yeah, we'll have to go about it that way and see if we can get her to realize that she's put information in.
She's feeding it, is what she's doing. My latest is just, you know, would this be what they would recommend for me to put in my body with the classes I've gone through?
Well, but remember from the doctors, he said once when he did that 5-day thing of eating all garbage, he questions himself, this is good to my body. How am I going to feel in a half hour and an hour later today?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, is this what my body needs for nutrition? Is there any nutrition I want to put in?
Yeah. Look at the sunset.
Sunset?
Oh, no, sunset.
Wrong
direction. Just trying to call to Andy and got past me. Yeah, it's hard, you know. It's easier to say than do for many people.
And in fact, there was something on the doctors yesterday, very interesting, the beginning part of it. They were talking about food addiction, and it has been proven it's the same as being addicted to heroin. And they didn't mention that the chemicals are put in there specifically to reel us in, but you get on this treadmill, and you cannot get off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, you have to do it the way they take you off of heroin. And, of course, this is Travis talking, and Lisa, well, you know, I have to have my sweets, and, you know, she's the size of a minute, so I don't know how much she's really eating, but she definitely has a sweet tooth, and it's the one on the panel who always says a little bit is okay.
And, you know, when they're small, and they wouldn't have to have nearly as much of it.
Sure.
And
she would be satisfied with one cookie for the whole sleeve. Yeah, whereas somebody of more average size, she's really teeny, would sit down and eat the whole sleeve.
Oh.
And she probably can stop after one, and they don't call her because she's certainly a naturally thin person.
Mm-hmm. And being thin doesn't tell the whole story.
No, but the idea is that people who have a weight challenge and have had it for some time, if the food is in the house, it kind of calls. There's just something about
it.
You know it's there, and it just calls you until it's gone. You think that you can handle and just take one a day, even, or one a week, but certainly one a day, and one leads to five.
Doesn't help you.
No, but there's definitely, it plays on your brain just like heroin.
Yeah, I'll guarantee that I'm that way. I first go crazy. I finally decided yesterday that I have to find some smaller containers to get to work. I could eat my lunch and then be hungry 2 minutes later. And it's just the fact, I think, that I'm just craving food.
Yeah, and once you get the, you know, it out of your, well, there's a book, and I haven't read it through, but it would apply to any of the chemicals they put in there to tease our appetite and continually addict us. It's called the Sugar Blues. It's an old, old one. And, you know, it would really apply to any of the stuff that they're giving us that's, you know, chemicalized, that they know is addictive.
Yeah. And, you know, I have, very interesting, when we're out for dinner, sometimes after eating a fair-sized salad, it's out dinner, I'm full. Whereas at home, I can eat twice that much. I think it's the speed that we're eating. If you can slow down, which you do generally more when you're out than when you're at home, which I do, you get full faster.
And like you said, Nancy, you're concentrating on what you're doing. You're concentrating on the eating.
Sure.
It's foremost in your mind because that's why you're there, whereas at home you're just doing it because it's time or because, you know, you need it or whatever.
Yeah. those fees at lunch, you could maybe slow down your pace a little bit. It might be helpful.
Yeah, I did a real ridiculous one yesterday. I'd eaten late, and then Jenny decided we were going to have dinner when our guests arrived, and I just, kept feeding myself. You know, went in, sat down, and I ate the whole dinner anyway. Well, the only thing I will say in retrospect is there was no more food. There were two bites later in the evening, and that was it.
Were you stuffed afterwards?
Not as much as would have been normal because I was late getting what I'd eaten anyway, so I hadn't had nearly the amount of food I would have been, and I was rushing around doing a lot, so I knew I was burning it. But it was just like, I really didn't need it that close together. The amount I ate for the total day was fine.
Uh-huh.
But it was that, you know, the timing was really goofy, and I realized it, but it was kind of like, not... The other good part was that we got the evening meal in much earlier.
Ah.
And it was much more relaxed. And so that was probably the positive of it. But the timing was not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But realizing it is 90% of the battle, too.
Right.
You know, when you can talk, when you can self-talk yourself through it.
Sure. And we've talked many times about eating with awareness.
Uh-huh. And it was a Thai restaurant, and it was good. And when you totally enjoy something too, it can be more satisfying, especially if you know that it's real food.
Does it satisfy your brain?
Right.
Yeah. Now, it's not necessarily your stomach, your brain gets satisfied. And that's what your goal is, really. You know, it's the brain that you need to feed more than the body. The body will get plenty of nutrition. Well, not necessarily plenty of nutrition, but plenty of food. It's the brain that needs the satisfaction.
I know there's some other people that haven't said hi on the call here this morning. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, I know I came in late, but where are we time-wise?
It's about 37.
Oh, 36, 37, okay. So we're down to the last-minute call. I'm just drinking my hot lemon water.
Did you know the liver is the largest internal organ?
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah, I
guess I never thought about it in size-wise.
Yeah, I said that this morning.
Largest internal organ. So when it gives you problems...
Yeah.
So that would have been another one for Steve, if he has he's got the liver support, but the cleanse would also be good for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those.
I think there might be a bottle of cleanse left, I think.
Yeah, I would pull that out and use it. The liver, I would do two at night for about 7 to 10 days. And, you know, and try and get her mindset to really thinking about the alkaline. You know, what's going to be the most alkaline thing I can put in my body?
Right.
John, how come you take two liver support when the bottle says three?
Oh, I don't know.
I just wondered, you said that before, and I was just wondering.
You know, because I energy tested way back, and I haven't done it for a long time, but I have not been, you know, utilizing that much of it. I do use it when we travel because it does really help.
Okay.
With the lack of mobility, you know, where we're sitting for longer periods of time.
Mm. Are you on joint at all or not?
I am.
I remember reading a long time ago or hearing if you're on joint, you should be taking liver support.
Should or shouldn't?
Should.
Okay, but not at the same time, I know that.
No, but you should, but if you are taking joint, you should be taking liver support.
Well, you know, that makes sense because that's a carrier out of the body, and if you need the joint, obviously you got it going on.
Yes.
You're right. That's a good good, very good point.
That's why we've been doing it for years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I take it right before I go to bed.
Yeah, that's what I was doing too. And I utilize, yeah, I will tell Denny that too. We need the reminder sometimes that he's walk a slightly different direction without giving it a whole lot of thought.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised too, the liver support is very inexpensive.
Compared to some of the others, you know, it's like 50% less than the
joint. Thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that either.
And a conference call tonight that you could get from the company about the new geography.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got to set an alarm so I don't miss the one at 9 o'clock, too, so I should have some new ideas, I imagine. But, oh, Vance is really impressed with the new Tiaga. Actually, he was more impressed before. He was, I should say, more impressed. He hadn't even gotten to trying it yet. I think he was gonna do it when he normally takes it. And, I told you they cleaned everything out. Well, because I didn't go to the right place. Danny? Excuse me.
Danny? Marilyn brought some with her for herself, and you need to drink your other drink is sitting right over there on the counter.
Okay, I guess I need to run.
So did they totally sell out of the old Tiaga?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but from what I understand, what Doug told us that if you...
They've arrived.
If you like the old one, you will absolutely think this is, you know, out of sight. If you didn't like the old one, you're still going to think it's really good. He said, we did a poll, and that's what the poll showed. And so, anyway, I'm really anxious. Mine will be there when we get home. It had already shipped, and so ours is as early in the month as they let you have the auto shop set up. And,
I got the notice on, so I'm anxious. Cool. All right, well, everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for the participation, Nancy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Enjoyed it, and it was helpful. Very helpful. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.